This podcast is brought to you by MITEX, the Massachusetts Innovation and Technology Exchange, the region's premier association for thought leadership, technology trends, building business relationships, and professional training and development. For more information, go to www.mitx.org.
I'm Shirley Leung, the Sunday business editor at the Boston Globe. Today we have Peter Post. He's the Etiquette at Work columnist for the Boston Globe. He writes every Sunday. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you for having me on, Shirley.
Today, Peter's going to talk to us about food in the office. And we get a lot of readers writing in about food. The one big question I wanted to start out with was about food, what to do with your colleague's food who's left in the microwave. Is it okay to move it?
You know, if somebody's actually put food into the microwave, heated it up, and then run to answer a phone or do something like that, it's perfectly okay to just take that container out of the microwave unit and put it aside on a counter so that you can start the next stuff, your stuff, in it, rather than maybe having to wait 5, 10, or 15 minutes. You don't know how long that person's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's reasonable to open it up and start tasting the person's food and seeing how wonderful it might be. But, you know, just removing it from the microwave and putting it down on the side, leaving it with its cover just the way that it had been put in, but put it on the side, would be perfectly okay.
So it's okay to stop it in mid-microwave?
You know, if it's going to be, if they've left and they're on the phone, it looks like it's going to be a while, I think that's a little bit dicier. I think they've started running and maybe they recognize they're going to be back in time. They're just running to get a glass of water
or
you know, say something. I wouldn't shut off the microwave.
Okay.
But I would, once the microwave ended, if they weren't there, I would take it out.
Okay. Now, who's responsible for cleaning the office microwave? I don't know what your office microwave is like, but ours is pretty dirty.
You know, microwaves are it's awful because if you watch a microwave and you put some food into it, all of a sudden it'll burble every now and then and explode almost.
Exactly.
And stuff will spray all over the inside of it. It's pretty gross.
Exactly.
I think each person has a responsibility to wipe down the inside of that microwave when they're finished using it, each time they've used it. No different than perhaps what you would want to do at home, or if you had a significant other, what you'd want them to do. If they had had an explosion in it, you'd want them to clean it up, or
I think
your
that's
children.
I think that's the problem. I don't think people clean their home microwaves.
Right, probably not as often as they ought to. But the alternative is that you end up leaving it for one person to do, and then nobody, you know, one person who's assigned at the end of the week, or nobody wants to do it because it's everybody else's mess.
Right.
So the best thing you can do is, you know, in an office environment, nobody's your mother, nobody is your slave, nobody is the person who's cleaning up after you. You've got to clean up after yourself. And the problem is, if you don't clean up after yourself, and if everybody else doesn't clean up after themselves, eventually what's going to happen is somebody, like your boss, is going to say, you know, this place is such a pigsty, and we've now got gosh knows what's growing around here, that we're shutting the kitchen down.
Okay. All right. So prevention is the best solution.
You better believe it, because you don't want the alternative, which may be that you don't have a place to have your lunch.
Right, right. Now, what about certain kinds of foods that have a lot of smell in the office that you can microwave and you can smell it, you know, halfway down the hall? Do you have any guidelines about the kind of foods you can bring into the office to microwave?
I think any time that you've got stuff that's really a potent smell, it's questionable whether or not that ought to be what's being brought to the office, whether it's a liverwurst and onion sandwich, or frankly, even what I see even around here every now and then is somebody, you know, throwing in a bag of popcorn, popping a bag of popcorn. Popcorn has a pretty strong smell going around the place. And I think when you do that, what you need to remember is that it is going to impact other people. Some people are going to smell it and want some.
Right, right.
You know? And other people are going to smell it and really be annoyed.
Right, right.
And the problem that we've got is that we're in a communal environment. We're not in our home where it's our home is our castle type of a thing. We're in a shared space. And because it's a shared space, I think if it's going to if it has any kind of a strong odor to it, it's probably something that you're better off not bringing to work. I think you're better off bringing to work things that don't carry that smell, that strong odor. If you have something like that, you want to be able to take it out of the office, eat it someplace where it's not going to offend or affect other people.
And I just have one last question about food. We recently had a reader write in about a colleague who was a very loud eater, and I think their job had to do with talking on the phone a lot. Any advice on how to deal with a loud eater?
Well, certainly, you know, where they were eating in that particular case, the person was actually eating and chewing on their food while they were talking to clients and prospects on the phone. And that suddenly becomes not a little personal issue of mm-hmm. just how I'm bothered by the sound that you're making, mm-hmm. but it's also an issue for the office as a whole in terms of possibly lost business because people on the other end are being grossed out by this person.
Right.
And in that case, I really think it is something that needs to be addressed. And what we know for sure is that where people are making mistakes in terms of their own personal skills, their you know, the habits, the things we do of that kind, whether it's body odor or bad breath or mm-hmm. this chewing with your mouth open or eating while you're talking on the phone, all these things. People want to know about these things from their friends. They don't want to be told by a boss, and they do want to be told. They want to be told rather than nobody saying anything. Mm-hmm. So what we recommend is a friend tell them.
Okay.
A friend say, listen, could I talk to you for a couple of minutes? Don't do it in front of all the other people. Do it privately mm-hmm. and tell them, you know, it's really tough for you to talk to them about this, and you'd hope they would talk to you if it was the roles were reversed. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's this issue, and I'm not sure you're even sure of it, but mm-hmm. you're eating with while you're talking to people on the phone and maybe really grossing them out. Did you mm-hmm. know that?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you've opened up the conversation. You've started to get them thinking about something. And that's the way to get the word out to them.
Okay. Again, that was Peter Post. He writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe. Thanks for being with us, Peter.
You're welcome, Shirley.
And if you have a question for Peter, please send it to bizmanners, bizmanners@globe.com.